Are you ready for an epic adventure? I'm your host, Steve Kellums, and welcome to the Epic Adventure Podcast. Welcome to another episode of You Heard It Here Last. We're starting this one off with a bang. Larian Studios isn't going to work on any more Baldur's Gate 3 stuff. They're moving on. CEO Sven Vik has announced that Baldur's Gate 3 is not getting any expansions, download content, or a sequel. Vik said, quote, "I've been fighting publishers my entire life, and I keep on seeing the same mistakes over and over and over. It's always the quarterly profits. The only thing that matters are the numbers. And then you fire everybody, and the next year you say, shit, I'm out of developers. And then you start hiring people again. And then you do acquisitions. And then you put them in the same loop again. And it's just broken." Christina, what are your thoughts on this?
So this is one of those news stories I actually encountered in the wild before actually doing this. I'm honest, I think it's a great decision on Larian's part. Baldur's Gate 3 was a huge success, right? Really, I think the main thing that's holding them back is the thing that's holding a lot of the tabletop gaming space back, which was their connection to Dungeons and Dragons. Like, I know we rag on Dungeons and Dragons sometimes a little bit here, but like, the fact that it's owned by Hasbro and all these like big companies, like the quote said, it's a hindrance. It's a hindrance to like creativity, because when you have a property that is that big, there's like lines that you can't cross, and like it's limiting because everything has to fit within that canon. Everything has to be checked by the corporates, and you know, Larian did so much good stuff with Baldur's Gate 3 that, at this point, I think Hasbro would have benefited more from having them than they do from being tied to Baldur's Gate. I think this was a good move for them.
Yeah, it's kind of like making a Marvel movie nowadays, right? Right. I mean, you have the Marvel pretty much tells you what has to be in the movie. They hire these directors, but then don't give them the ability to actually be creative. They have to meet the same playbook that Marvel has established. Mm-hmm. Those movies have gotten boring. I could see exactly what he's talking about here. And what you're talking about is that Larian Studios made a tremendous game. Go make another tremendous game and don't get stuck in the same thing of trying to fit the box that Hasbro is making you fit in.
Yeah, I could not be more excited to see what the new IP they come up with. I am more excited for that than any other Baldur's Gate 3 stuff they could have come out with.
And personally, I would love to see them dive into another role-playing IP, like a Traveler game or something like that. Oh, that would be amazing. Interesting.
I would love to see a Traveler game.
I doubt if they will. I'm sure they'll do something incredibly different, because that's the ideas of those types of developers. But,
yeah,
you know, that would be fun. You know what? Speaking of D&D, it's the next thing in our news thread. Converse is releasing limited edition D&D Chuck Taylors. That's right. The old 70s style canvas basketball shoes from Converse are getting a D&D makeover. It also looks like Converse plans on releasing a line of D&D clothing. And so I guess this is where I'm supposed to get off the train. I mean, I started with D&D so very long ago, it was not cool. Today, you can buy your own D&D Chuck Taylors. Christina, are you ordering a pair?
Probably not. In some sense, I think it's all right. The fact that Dungeons & Dragons is becoming sort of like this brand, this thing that is, you know, like publicly acceptable and cool enough to be like, that a huge company like Converse is pouring money into an exclusive line on it, that's good for tabletop role playing sort of in general. It's, you know, it's getting more people into gaming. It's getting more people, you know, it's broadening the scope. It's bringing people in. For me, I don't really like branded stuff. Like, for me, branding something cheapens it. So
I
like,
get it. Yeah.
I'm never going to buy anything that's Dungeons and Dragons branded, because, you know, that's just my personal thing. Like, I liked D&D when it was, you know, underground, and I'm not trying to be like hipster about it. Like, oh, now that it's mainstream, I don't like it.
But right.
I don't feel the need to, you know, buy branded stuff and give Hasbro that extra money when what I like about it is it's a simple hobby that brings me together with my friends.
You know, I'm kind of the same way in that I love the fact that tabletop role playing is getting into the mainstream. That is cool. I have more opportunities to play the game that I love. But at the same time, D&D has become Coca-Cola and Kleenex.
It is
tabletop role playing. And that bugs me a little bit because, as we've said many times, I'm not a huge fan. I like all the other stuff, but as long as the other stuff's there and as long as the other stuff's coming out and as long as the other stuff can ride those coattails, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll buy me a set of shoes. I don't know. That might be fun.
Yeah, we'll see.
There you have it. You heard it here last, and we will pick this up again in a couple of weeks. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Reach out and connect with us by going to oddfishgames.com. And don't forget, have an epic adventure.